It's 8:38. This is 1450 WHTC. Adam Burnett joins us from the Harbor Humane Society. And Adam, you put it best. Yes, we're under a winter weather advisory tomorrow. We should be during the day. And this will all just dry out by June and melt off because unbelievable.
Well, and I was just telling you, you know, where my wife and I go grocery shopping, the snow mounds are still pretty decently high. And
yeah.
They'll be gone by June sometime.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Maybe June.
Maybe July at the latest. I don't know.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the mire just down the street from where I live on Riley is, like you said, the mountains are so high, and those things take so long to melt. And then, right. Yeah, like in the middle of May, you look at them, and they're still there, much smaller, and they kind of give you a terrible reminder of what you had, the winter of 2014.
Yeah.
May it rest in peace.
Right, may it be done.
No, I hope it dies a cruel and terrible death. But we're talking about a big boy, and it's not a dog, it's a cat.
Right.
Troy,
yeah,
is the cat we're talking about this morning.
Yep, so Troy is a very, very good boy. He is, kind of like you said, he's a very big boy. He's about 10 to 15 pounds, which is a good-sized cat, and he's a little bit longer than the standard average cat size. I guess I don't know what the average cat size is, but he is very beautiful. And all of our listeners out there, you can see a picture of him at harborhumane.org. And he is all around a great cat. He's good with kids.
Mm-hmm.
He loves kids, actually. He loves to be around other cats. So we would love for him to go to a home that already has cats there so he can become friends with them. And he's actually known as quite a big explorer around Harbor.
So he's a climber.
Yeah, he is. And the picture that I chose is of him climbing on our new shelves that we installed in our cat visiting room so cats can climb up there and climb on the wall. He loves it. I mean, you need to be okay with him climbing on shelves if you want to adopt Troy, because he loves to explore and he's just curious. And that's kind of just the typical cat personality. I mean, he just loves to roam around and see what's new, and he loves to, you know, get up on the shelf to look outside and see what's outside. He's just a very curious boy, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I mean, you bring him home, you'll have a cat that'll jump all over the place. Now, this, you said he's big, so I'm assuming he's not too heavy for a standard shelf, though. Right?
Oh no, not at all. Yeah, he's
not huge. He's not like Goliath cat, but
right. He's not like a 20-pound behemoth or something.
Right.
But he does. I mean, he's a good size. He'd be okay, you know, if you were to jump on any shelf. Again. My motto is always supervise, just to be safe.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want them hurting themselves, you know, and jumping on something they're not supposed to. But yeah, Troy's a great boy. So if you're interested in meeting him, definitely come on out to Harbor and meet him. Let him explore his way into your heart.
We talked about this last week. Is that just a cat mentality? Some cats, because not every cat likes to jump around and climb stuff.
Exactly. I think it depends on the cat personality.
Right. Okay.
Honestly, you know, like Troy, he loves to explore, but we have other kitties at Harbor that are just completely content laying in your lap, not exploring, and just staying on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kitties, you know, on average do like to explore, but, you know, some don't. And that's okay. You know, that's what makes every cat unique.
Oh, outstanding. You know? Let's remind everybody where Harbor Humane is.
Yeah, absolutely. We're Northside Holland, 14345 Bagley Street. That's up in West Olive, right off 131. Can't miss us. Or right off 31, I should say. And
the snow is melted. You can see
like
the sign again. Yeah.
Yeah, the snow is gone, so you can see us now, which is good. But yeah, we're open 12 to 6 Monday through Friday and 12 to 4 on Saturday. So come on out and visit with Troy or any other animal that you see. And yeah, come on out and meet him.
You mentioned to me off the air that your goal at some point is to build a room that basically is a jungle gym for a cat in your house. When will those plans, when will the ground be broken on that project?
Whenever my wife okays it.
Yeah.
No, I would love to, because I was telling you off air, we have one kitty in particular that loves to jump on shelves and loves to explore. And I would love to have that, you know, have them going up the walls and be, you know, kind of like in their own little jungle gym area, you know.
Right.
You know, eventually I'd love to do that.
Maybe that's a good idea for anybody who's interested in Troy, is to have maybe, it doesn't have to be anything, like we're not talking like a giant jungle gym.
Right.
Maybe just a few shelves in a room that you know the cat can play on and dedicate those to the cat if you're worried about some of the other shelves.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's a great idea. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Adam Burnett once again joining us from the Harbor Humane Society. The cat is Troy, a big boy who likes to climb and explore. Go and see him. Adam, what about online if people want to see pictures of him online?
Absolutely. Best ways to go to our website, harborhumane.org. And at the very bottom left, there is a Pet the Week link. Mm-hmm. That 10 times fast. that you can click, and Troy is right there, and you can go to his Pet Finder page and see pictures, read a little bit more of his bio, and see him virtually.
All right, Adam, thank you so much. I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate
That's Adam Burnett from the Harbor Humane Society, and the cat is Troy. Go see him now at Harbor Humane and also online.